Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'd love to bother you on airplane etiquette right now, if that's okay. You know, I just feel like there needs to be a rule book, I think, when it comes to airplane etiquette. And sometimes I feel like when I'm giving out about this sort of stuff on the radio, that you could be listening and you could be thinking, oh, well, aren't you perfect, Marty? No, I'm not. But I'm not going to give out about myself, am I? No.
Yeah, but there...
You're not going to give out about yourself, ever.
There are rules...
You're going to be biased towards your own side of the story always, no matter what.
Yeah, the truth
is somewhere in between, you know that kind of way?
Okay, so tell us what happened.
Look, we were getting off the plane, and to me, when you're getting off a plane, if you sit at the front of the plane, you get off first, and each row goes as the plane goes back. And the reason why I'm convinced of this, and that should be the rule, is because people pay for their seats.
Mm.
So if you pay for a seat up the top, to me, you should get to leave first. And sometimes you happen. You could pay for a seat up the front, and sometimes then there's no room for a bag, and you have to go leave your bag at the back. And that, to me, defeats the purpose then of paying for the seat at the front. Do you get me?
Mm.
So that should be gone. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. I was in row 16, so we're halfway in the plane. And to me, row 15 had cleared out, and I was like, oh, it's my turn. So I get up to go, and a woman absolutely, I'm going to be dramatic here, obviously, brushes past me, like, bam. To the point where I actually get knocked over a little bit and I end up falling into another passenger. So she's gone off ahead of me. She's row 17. Anyway, I turn around to the passenger that I had knocked over, genuinely, like, you know, I'm not small, like, you know, the poor thing. And I said, look, I'm really sorry. Someone actually pushed into me. The woman who brushed past me actually heard me, and she turned around and she used a curse word that I can't say, but she said, I didn't push you, and just kept walking. And I was just like, what? Come on. But you, in theory, shouldn't have had to push me because you were behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the word wagon comes to mind. Wow.
You know, and like, you know, I don't understand people on planes and stuff. Like, we can all be like, I know I do something that actually annoys my other half when it comes to a plane. I take my shoes off.
I think, does everyone not do that?
Oh, there, no. Thank you. Yeah.
No. I have
really?
To because no. It just gets no. So hot.
Yeah, but you want to be comfy, don't you?
You want to be comfy, yeah. And especially if you're going long haul, if you're heading to the States or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
But Donald, you're saying no, everybody
just
takes it.
I wouldn't do that, no.
Why?
I don't know, I just think no one has to deal with that.
Deal with what, though? Is there something going on there?
No, just like, I just, if I'm outside the house, my shoes stay up. That's just how I am.
I know, I personally, if I was in here doing a show by myself, my shoes would be off.
Oh my God, feel free, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Feel free, take them off. Donald, you have to keep yours on.
Because right.
There's obviously something wrong with you that you're not willing to take them off. What about rolling back the seat when on a plane? Oh. That is not allowed. Not allowed.
No, but it's there for a reason.
No,
I do it.
Oh, no, that's bad.
If I don't get extra, I'm 6'2", so the seats, I have to. Yeah.
That sounds like a YP, baby. Your problem.
That's my problem. I didn't choose to be a little bit taller.
No, that's terrible.
I do feel bad when I do it, so I do this thing, actually. It's so funny you bring that up. When I'm doing it, I do it slowly at a gradual, like, kind of like...
Oh, yeah. No, you're one of those. Poor person behind you is just going,
But why, if it's there to do, why should you feel bad?
Because it's just an unspoken rule that you don't do it, because it's really uncomfortable
it's
for the person behind you.
Come on.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable. No, I
so
don't.
So you never
don't
do it because you wouldn't like it done to you?
Yes. Yeah.
You've never reclined your seat on an airplane?
I've never reclined my seat on an airplane, ever. I would never do it. No, it's bad manners. You have bad airplane etiquette, Marty. I love you, but
I come in here now and I'm the one getting roasted.
This is flipped around.
Yeah, this is just, done a 360.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.